Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In this guided meditation and visualization, we are going to be exploring the theme of lighthouses and the many layers of symbolism that one can assign to a lighthouse in our day-to-day lives. The lighthouse illustrates concepts such as danger, risk, adversity, challenge, and vigilance. The metaphor of a lighthouse also symbolizes the way forward for us when we do get stuck out to sea in some area in our lives, as it were. People, places, and things in our lives can act as if they are a kind of lighthouse, shining a light when we most need it in order to help us navigate our way through rough waters, whether those waters be financial, personal, business, or spiritual in nature. And it can actually be any kind of a challenge or a dilemma. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you're not going to be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. This is a good time to turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Note too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after this visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space, and if you need to take a minute to find yourself a space, then you can pause this, and when you're ready, you can start the podcast, and I will be here where we can continue together. So once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or you can sit up, and I invite you to close your eyes, just listen to my voice, and just begin noticing your breath, how it's moving in and out. There's no special way to breathe, just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, with each breath, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself meeting a special life coach named Ben now. He has learned a lot from being a Coast Guard and a rescuer on the chilly waters off the east coast of New England. Ben has coupled his wealth of life experience as a Coast Guard and blended those insights and wisdom into his work that he has now as a seasoned life coach. Next, you and Ben walk down to the edge of a beautiful sea cove. The wind feels a bit biting against your face, and you can feel the chill of the wind from the ocean. And as you listen, you can hear the seagulls and the loud waves that are now picking up in speed and volume at the shoreline. Ben passes you a set of binoculars and points to the left, where there you see a magnificent lighthouse on the cliff, painted white and blue. Ben shares now that one of his favorite symbols that you can embrace during dark times or if you hit stormy weather in your life and feel like you've been cast out to sea, his favorite symbol is that of the lighthouse. Ben offers to share with you some of the key things that he's learned from his associations with a lighthouse. Things that can help to enlighten you and give you assistance when you need it. First, Ben invites you to investigate what a lighthouse is. A lighthouse is a tower, building, or another type of structure designed to emit light from a system of lamps and lenses. Lighthouses can serve as a navigational aid for maritime pilots at sea or for those who navigate on inland waterways. Lighthouses can also mark dangerous coastlines, help to shine the light on hazardous things like reefs and rocks. As well, lighthouses can help guide people and their vessels by identifying and locating safe entry points into places like harbors and coves. They can also assist in aerial navigation. For today's purposes, imagine that lighthouses can symbolize the way forward for you, as they can help you navigate your way through your life whenever you find yourself in a challenging financial, personal, or work-related situation, or with a variety of dilemmas you might be navigating currently in your life. Regardless of what you might be going through, remember there's likely a symbolic lighthouse nearby that you can tap into that can help light your way. Ben invites you to think of a continuum on the one end where someone would have a mildly wavy life experience, but they got through it and they did very well. They were able to figure things out and steer their boat around. Now think of the extreme other end of the continuum, where a person on that far end may have a rare tsunami tidal wave life experience. An experience that would be represented by, say, a massive life crisis or life event of some epic proportion. These kinds of experiences would typically lay someone out fully in extreme ways, given the horrific size and scope of its impact and the subsequent fallout that occurs after in their life. Have you ever felt that you were cast out to sea in an area of your life? Ben invites you to choose a memory on the lower end of the continuum so that you can get a vivid sense of something you found more easily managed by you. How did you feel? What do you remember? As you take a few moments to ponder this, what are some of the things that you had to face during that challenge? What were you able to muster around, such as ideas, solutions, or resources? How did you manage to take back the helm of your boat? What ultimately led you out of the situation and got you through the situation or predicament? Here's another scenario for you to reflect upon and consider. Have you ever felt like you were entering some kind of tight channel in your life? Trying to navigate between challenging high cliffs, and there was not a lot of wiggle room for you to maneuver, for perhaps every action that you took had a potential for throwing you crashing against an even more difficult version of being between a rock and a hard place. This is something that you can ponder and reflect upon even after you leave this space. For by doing so, you might end up finding all kinds of clues about how you tend to react in tough situations and what really works for you and where you seem to get triggered or areas that you get stuck and could use some new changes and new patterns. With anything in life, sometimes we might feel alone and really out there, but know that you are not alone. Many of us at one time or another find we are struggling to get ourselves back to safe harbor and to territory where we can get our feet back on dry land. It's hard to get traction sometimes when there is a lot of wave action in our lives that is seemingly accompanied by thick fog and poor visibility, as it were. It's at these times that it's difficult sensing or even knowing where we are really headed. Whenever you feel that you are vulnerable in a new set of uncharted waters, or feeling uncertain and challenged, you can then call in the image of a lighthouse and make that symbolism of the lighthouse work for you. Begin by observing times in your life where there has been a symbolic person, place, or thing that has acted like a lighthouse for you in some way. What were you offered? Was it help, an inspirational solution or remedy, perhaps some encouragement? What kind of illumination or guiding light did you receive? What was it for you? Discussions and problem solving with a trusted companion can help to shine the light, bringing more clarity out of a foggy, confusing time when our boats are really rocking and rolling in the waves and we can't really see ahead to the shoreline, is one example. On this journey in life, we all need spotters who can act like a lighthouse's tracker beam of light that shoots through the dark night, showing us the way. Imagine if we actually consciously were to alert our trusted others, and give them a heads up when we are going through a rough patch on the seas of our life. Maybe it's as simple as asking someone to check in on us. We can also ask them if they've been through a similar situation, and if so, what are their ideas about what you can try or do to get out of your predicament? Imagine how helpful it would be to have someone in place as one of your lighthouse beacons. Maybe you mutually designate each other to be noble friends and truth tellers to each other, to shine the light on blind spots that we all have in certain ways. And we really do all have blind spots, and having a trusted person who can be like a powerful ally who both serves to track us and shine the light of truth could be both helpful and reassuring, especially when we're headed out of range and into new uncharted waters. Perhaps you and an ally can create a strategy, a way to relay information and communicate through a set of warning light signals. For example, having a warning light signal for an SOS, a heads up. Pay attention here because there is, say, a new dangerous weather pattern coming your way. Or a warning signal to alert you to reports of strong undercurrents in the water of your life now that could really impact your safe and timely passage. Or perhaps you need to be alerted to possibilities of things in your emotional waters that can sting you like a jellyfish symbolically. It would be good to know if someone was able to tell you that a big whale or a weather pattern where a hurricane was headed your way so that you could avoid its path and avoid a major collision, so to speak. Sometimes we can benefit from the simple offering of wisdom and a common sense approach. An ally, a mentor or friend can also help to prepare you for your trip. Having a good map will serve you well, especially when it depicts where to navigate and where to avoid going. Mapping out ideas of where to safely pull in to a quiet cove if the waves act up, or if you get lost, how to ignite a flare to get help and attention and to bring help to you. And it's also good if you can spend some time preparing for what is the best life jacket and life preserver to have on or near you. There are always good ways to stay afloat emotionally, even when the most severe things are coming our way. We can ask others to be spotters for us in our lives in more conscious, pointed, and directed ways. Maybe take time after you leave this space and ask yourself, when I'm feeling not that energized or feeling stretched on my life's journey, what are some of the guideposts that I can pay better attention to so that I'm on things sooner for myself? How can I become more alert when I need help of some kind? How can I give myself permission and encouragement to change a pattern of how I tend to respond or tend to behave that has not been serving me that well? You can become a better ally to yourself by being more consciously aware that you can track yourself, observe and notice if you are fully on deck manning the oars and being the captain of your own ship. Are there times when you check out on some level? And it's good to know that when and if you should experience a destructive life-altering tsunami wave, you will know that there are Coast Guard boats and teams at the ready, highly trained first responders to help get you taken care of quickly. There will be other times in your life or in the lives of others where you can see that there is a need for a tugboat to come and give you a boost by maneuvering you along your journey, by pushing you or pulling you into the shore, or by giving you a direct nudge in a different direction of where your vessel needs to keep moving along to. Ben has shared so many helpful guideposts, resources, and strategies for you to think about. You can begin to cultivate and bring all of these or some of these into your life. You can decide what really resonates with you. We all need a boat crew at times to come aboard and help us out, perhaps to steer the boat for a while so that we can rest and feel ready to go again and to be at the helm heading out on our journey. Now, as you prepare to leave the shoreline and say goodbye to Ben, you can take stock of what you've explored here today. Know that you can come back here anytime. So now, Take a few moments and a couple more deep breaths and feel yourself coming back to this place and time. You can start to wiggle your toes and move your fingers. And when it feels right, you can open your eyes and slowly and carefully make your way back into a seated position. I want to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.